One of the topics I was asked to speak about is what should Shabbos mean to a Ben Yeshiva? I guess I remember as a little kid, maybe even not such a little kid, maybe even in high school, I mean, I guess the pluses of Shabbos were you were off from school, that was a plus. But the negatives of Shabbos were, you know, when the football games would start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos afternoon, so you had to wait. You were sitting there waiting till like the second Shabbos was over to be able to do everything that you wanted to do. Shabbos, many high school kids view as like a drag. It's difficult, and then you get older when you're married and you're an adult and if you're working, so the whole rest of the week your mom is a shmata and you're running around. I guess to a little degree you have that also. If you're running to college, you're running here, so you have that also. I mean, but when you're working, the gift that is Shabbos is incredible. The Gemara says, quoting from the Medrash, Matana Tova Yesh Li Bebeis Genazai Shabbos Shema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Amar La HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Matana Tova Yesh Li Bebeis Genazai, I have a fantastic gift I have in my treasure house. Bebeis Genazai, in my treasure house. Shabbos Shema, its name is Shabbos. Go teach it to the Jewish people. In that Gemara, it sounds like that there is something hidden in Shabbos. It's a treasure that's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inner storehouse. It's gonuz, bebeis genozai. It's in my hidden storehouse. It's a gift that's hidden away, which means that many, many people don't understand the beauty and the depth of the gift that Shabbos is. It's hidden. It requires thought. It requires Moshe Rabbeinu to teach it. It's hidden away. Even among adults, unfortunately, many times people view Shabbos as a day of sleep. Right? Shabbos, Yom Menucha. Shena b'Shabbos Tainug. Okay, the Rosh Yeshiva Kerem Yavna had another shot in Shena b'Shabbos Tainug. Okay. Shena b'Shabbos Tainug. Right? Supposed to sleep on Shabbos. Some people think that Shabbos is all about eating. It's about the big Suda at night, the big Suda at day. It's about Cholent. What's Shabbos about? It's about Cholent. Or, you know, it's about, you know, shul's at 9, so, you know, you wake up at 7:30, you pour yourself a cup of coffee, you take the newspaper, and you, put your feet up in the morning, you go to the backyard on the deck with the newspaper and the coffee, and, you know, your cake a little bit, you know, cake, then you roll into shul 9:15, 9:30, and this is, you know, vacation. Shabbos. I think there's a lot more to Shabbos than these conceptions of Shabbos. Saying the Zemiros, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, Yom Shabbos Menucha. Me'ein Olam Haba. It's the type of menucha, it's the type of stopping the creativity, stopping the running, stopping the desire to achieve and accomplish in the physical world. And it's one day to take a step back. Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is the day of the soul. Shabbos is the Yom HaNeshama. Me'ein Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, we're going to be purely souls. So Olam HaZeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a little bit of a hidden taste. So first of all, that's what's hidden. Beis Genozai. It's hidden because people don't understand it. It's hidden because people misuse it. It's hidden because the whole soul of the human being is hidden. The neshama of the human being is hidden. And this is the day of the soul. It's the Matana Tova Yesh Li Bebeis Genazai Me'ein Olam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha. It's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it easy to connect with one's soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit us. He comes to every Jewish home. The Malachim come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, we sing Shalom Aleichem, we usher in the Shabbos Malkasa, the Shabbos Queen, which is representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina. That's who we have an easier time on Shabbos when we're not involved as much in the physical world. It's the time to fan the flames of a person's neshama. Me'ein olam haba. It's the day of the neshama. Because of that, it's not that Shabbos is the day of the break. Like the rest of the world, week is the day where we accomplish. Shabbos is a break. It's the day off. Just the opposite. Right? The Torah says, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos. V'shamru. Klal Yisrael says, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos. What does it mean, V'shamru? So I forgot who I heard it from, honestly. I mean, I heard it from Rabbi Storch 10 minutes ago. But I heard before that, I heard it also other times. V'shamru. So Rav Tzadok writes that how do you know what a word means, V'shamru? It's supposed to be Shomer Shabbos. You Shomer. What does it mean to be Shomer? So I heard the name of Tzadok that whenever you want to know what a word means, you have to look at the first time in the Torah that word is used. So where's the first time that the word Shmira? Although I'm thinking now, it's not true. La'avdo Shomer. Not sure if it's really the first time. One time, it's, yeah, I don't know if it's the first time. I have to think about that. Think about that a little bit. But Va'aviv Shamaras Hadavar. Aviv Shamaras Hadavar. So Rashi says, right, when Yosef told over the dreams, so Vayikanu Bo'achav, the brothers were jealous of Aviv Shamaras Hadavar. What does the word Shmira mean? So I don't know if it's the first time. I'm thinking Gan Eden said last week, La'avdo L'shamra. I don't know if it's the first time. But one time where it's used, Aviv Shamaras Hadavar, Rashi says, Mamtin Umitzape Mosa Yavo. That Yaakov Avinu, when he heard the dreams, he heard the emes of the dreams, and he sat and waited to see when it's going to happen. So Shmiras Shabbos means Mamtin u'mitzape masa yavo. Shmiras Shabbos means we look forward to Shabbos. We're mechen for Shabbos. We have to prepare for Shabbos. You have to, anything that has value, it's not that Shabbos is the break for the rest of the week. It's that the whole rest of the week is the preparation for Shabbos, Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, Shlishi b'Shabbos. Right? The Gemara says that the Amoraim used to, when they saw good, something good, they would put it away for Shabbos. Shabbos needs preparation for it. It's a treasure in Hashem's base genozo. It's a treasure, something we have to look forward to prepare. So this is in the theoretical realm. What about in the practical realm? So here I return to the words of my Rebbe, Reb Mendel Blachman, who, just so you should know a little bit about Reb Mendel Blachman, Reb Mendel Blachman used to say, I learn like a Litvak, but daven like a Chassid. You should know a little bit about him. So Reb Mendel Blachman used to say, the rest of the week is for learning Nigla. Right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think I mentioned this in Ashkafashim before. The rest of the week is for learning Gemara, Rashi, Toisvis, Ktsois, and Nesivis, and Lamdus, Halacha. But Shabbos, he felt, because it's the day of the neshama, a person should learn those things that speak more, or more directly, I should say, that speak more directly to the neshama. Again, if you want to use Shabbos to chazer, that's good too. People use Shabbos to chazer. But Shabbos, since it's the day of the neshama, it lends itself very much more to learning things like, I think I mentioned, Ramban al Torah. Happens to be the topic of my Friday morning Pasha Shiurim this year. I think it's the 7th Machzor, the 8th Machzor of the Shiurim. So this year I decided to focus a lot on Ramban al Torah. My Rebbe Reb Mendel Blachman told me that Ramban al Torah is the Mafteach. That's the opening commentary to all Machshava of Torah. It's the opening to all Machshava. And Ramban al Torah, which leads you also to Gorari, Maharal, things of that nature. So Rav Lachman thought, and I've tried largely to follow this, doesn't always work out, but he thought that Shabbos, you know, is the day for learning what he called Nigla, Anistar, the hidden elements of Torah, to learn maybe more Machshava, a little bit more on Shabbos, to learn things that have to do more with Yerushamayim and being a Jew and a person's neshama and things of that nature. It's okay, you can learn Gemara and Shabbos, to matan and apu and Gemara and Shabbos. Okay, it's good too. But it's a special time. It has a special ability because it's the day of the soul. It has a special ability to connect to things that most directly turns on. I remember Reb Lachman said he thought 1 year on Shabbos just learn Ramban al Torah. And the next year you should learn Arachayim HaKadosh on Shabbos. And then the year after that you should learn Rabbi Yosef Albo's Sefer Ikrim. And then the year after that you should learn Drushas Aran. Just learn Drushas Aran on Shabbos. Aran's a Rishon. Aran was a Rishon. He wrote Drushas. He wrote a Sefer. People don't know so much about the Drushas Aran. The Aran's the same Aran. The Aran that's on the Gemara. He wrote Drushas on Chumash. Beautiful, beautiful Drushas. And Val Drushas about Machshava and Ashkafa and philosophy and all these other things. So Shabbos is very much a day that a Ben Torah can use to connect with that element of the soul, especially because the rest of the week we're running around, there's stress, there's tension, we're accomplishing, we're doing, we're running, we go to college, go here, you drive here to there, you gotta take care of this, take care of that, go to the drugstore to pick up your medication, you gotta go there, Shabbos is one day. It's mamish, just us and the Ribbono Shlom. The Ribbono Shlom comes to visit us. It requires preparation. It requires learning in a way that is not, perhaps not the same. Again, a little extra sleep on Shabbos is not a terrible thing. A little extra sleep than usual. You sleep so little the rest of the week. To sleep a little extra than usual is not a terrible thing on Shabbos. And there are makoros in Chazal, that Shabbos should be a day of a little bit of exercise to give you koiches, both for Shabbos itself, and to give you koiches for the rest of the week. Because there's another aspect of Shabbos, and that is that Shabbos, in many ways, what happens on Shabbos is both a recap of the past week, and also, in a certain sense, can get you energized and started. Why? Because your neshama is that place inside you that measures your spiritual growth. That's where it happens. It happens in the neshama. So the more you can fill yourself up on Shabbos, the more koiches and potential and abilities that you have in terms of growing and accomplishing. Again, in the area of Nistar, in terms of growing and accomplishing, this is the area that a person has abilities. That's, I think, also, and I think next week I'm going to speak a little bit more about this in depth. Next week I'd like to speak about the place that music has in Yiddishkeit, the relationship between music and Yiddishkeit, the place that music has in Yiddishkeit. But certainly, that's also one of the reasons why there's a special Inyan to sing on Shabbos. Shabbos Zmiris. Someone once told me that that's why there's no Zmiris on Yontif. There's no Zmiris because Yontif, we go to visit the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit us in our house. And when someone comes to your house, you have to know how to entertain them. You have to know how to speak to him. You have to know Zmiris Shabbos is the singing is a way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because as I saw in the writings of, I didn't find this in Chazal. Someone maybe could find it. I tried Googling, I tried everything, all the tricks, tried the Bar Ilan, tried searching, but that, well, I saw it, it has, you know, that, well, this is really for next week's talk, but more, but song, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, the chief rabbi of Great Britain, writes, song is the language of the soul, right? Shabbos is the day of the soul, and song is the language of the soul. Right, words are the language of the mind. Words are the language of the mind. Right, Torah study, that's words. That's the language of the mind. But song is the language of the soul. That's why Rashi says in Maseches Erechin, "Ein Adam Shor Shira Ela Mitoch Simcha," that you can't sing if you're not in a matzah of simcha, because the emotions are connected to the soul. So singing Zmiras on Shabbos is supposed to be a way of a person connecting more to his neshama. It's a way that a person, that's why sometimes you can express an idea in a song that it's hard to sometimes express in words. Sometimes a song can trigger an emotion in a person that that just words don't do. It's sometimes just a melody. Again, you have to be sensitive to it. Right? I like to always say, from Bishem, the conductor of the Boston Philharmonic, that there's only two types of people in this world. People who are appreciate song and people who have not yet appreciated. No such thing as somebody tone deaf. No such thing as a guy who's tone deaf can't appreciate music. Azai Zakt, Benjamin Zander, Holocaust survivor, the conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Maybe it's the Boston Philharmonic. I don't know, one of them. Once heard him speak, bought his book. Can't read all the chapters of his book, but most of the chapters you can read. He talks there about the power that music has over the soul. So that's why we sing Zmira. So Shabbos for a Ben Yeshiva is supposed to be singing Zmiros. Singing Zmiros. That's what it should be. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael, which is based on La'aneges HaShabbos. It's the idea is to try to bring out those parts of a person that don't get brought out the rest of the week. And Shabbos should involve learning. Chazring for the week or preparing for the week before is great. A lot of time. No college. No other distractions. No driving. No dating. No. Maybe some people do date on Shabbos. I don't know. But no other stuff. I met somebody last week. He was walking around with a girl on Shabbos. Okay. I don't know. But Shabbos is a time to connect more directly to that Ruach through song. And I think also through learning those parts that are nistar. And I strongly, strongly recommend when it comes to learning. I'm telling you, the learning of the Sefer Ramban al Torah completely changed my life. I know I said that about Mesilas Yesharim. That's true. Both are true. Probably the two books that changed my life more than anything else was the study of Mesilas Yesharim intensely and the study of Ramban al Torah. When I was in Keren Biavna, I used to have a Seder. Actually, I used to learn Ramban al Torah 3 hours a night. Every night I used to learn it. 3 hours a night. And that's the only way you could actually finish all the Ramban al Torah. Some of them are massive. It's massive. But that rechush, again, the Ramban al Torah sometimes waxes Kabbalistic. And when he waxes Kabbalistic, so you should stay away from that until you know something about Kabbalah. But the Ramban, right? The same Ramban that you learn in his commentary in the Mechamas and his commentary on the Gemara. He also wrote the Ramban al Torah. I think I once quoted to you from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein and said, coming from him was very, very funny a little bit. And I know that, I think that's why he said it. Because he knows, coming from a brisker like him, he said, if we didn't have the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, you're stuck on a desert island without Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, you could survive. Klal Yisrael could survive if we lost the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim. But if you lost the Ramban al Torah, we couldn't. We'd have no Yiddishkeit. He said, "You'd have no. The whole foundations of our Yisodos and Emunah come from the Ramban al Torah. The way he mined them from the Torah, the way he learned in a deep way, the way he understood the Chumash in a profound way. It's myridic. The Ramban al Torah. Yisodos in Emunah. Yisodos in Hashkafa. Yisodos in being a Jew, in living life as a Jew, and being." Not just orthodox, but religious. There's a difference between being orthodox and being religious. Right? Orthodox is what you practice. Religious is what you believe, is who you are, is what's inside your kishkas. That's what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is about not what you do, but it's about who you are, what your identity is. It's about connecting with one's neshama. And so hopefully we can try to be mechazik ourselves. It's the second Shabbos of the year, by the Hasidim already, Bereishis is part of the Yom Narayim. So Noach is really the first Shabbos of the year. That's why I wanted to talk about Shabbos right at the beginning. Obviously, there's worlds and worlds more to talk about Shabbos. I'll just leave you with one statement of the Piyazetzna Rebbe, of Clonimus Kalman Shapiro. I'll just leave this with you. It is not fair of me to leave it with you, but you'll have to figure out what this means. Of Clonimus Kalman Shapiro, the Rebbe of the Piyazetzna Rebbe, Nebuch perished in the Shoah. He says, he writes in Savazi, he says this, I can't understand how it is that when people are walking to Shalashuddas, when people are walking to the Shalashuddas meal, I can't understand how people don't feel like they're walking into Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. I can't understand it, that people don't feel the same way when they're walking into Shalosh Shiloh like they feel into Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. So, you'll have to figure out what that means. I'm not going to explain it. But let's just say that it sort of summarizes what I'm talking about here, that Shabbos is a unique gift. Matana tova yesh li beis genozai, to connect to that area of geniza that's inside each person, which comes from the beis genozai of the Ribono Shel Olam. It's like Yom Kippur. For the Piyazetz, it was like Yom Kippur. It was like Yom Kippur. To be able to key into that area. So hopefully we can work on this. And again, with all the Hashkafa Shmuzes, if anybody ever wants to talk to me about any of these ideas further, privately, at a different time, of course, I try as much as the time allows to make myself available as much as possible. I heard we have a new Talmud. Is it a new Talmud? Welcome. What's your name?
Eitan
Kestenbaum. Eitan Kestenbaum. Welcome. Pleasure to meet you. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
If you speak about the tshuva, about if you speak about the